This goes to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5023. Regarding Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, LaRose, capital L-A, capital R-O-S-E, date of birth 1/27/1950. Dear Miss Akers, this is a follow-up visit for Miss LaRose with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and chronic anemia. She was seen on September 8th, 2025 for a post-hospital follow-up visit for abnormal kidney function, and the creatinine levels have stabilized but have not returned to normal. She has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease and actually states she feels very well. No recent infections. The acute kidney injury was caused by sepsis last summer, but she has had no recurrence of severe infections of any type. And she states that blood sugars are fairly well controlled at this time. She's feeling much better. She has gained 7 pounds since her last visit. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No urinary difficulties. No cloudiness or blood. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. And no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. She's on Glucotrol and Lantus insulin. Ribelsis is 14 milligram daily. Also Lovaza and Omeprazole. Physical exam, weight 198 pounds. Pulse is 75. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 144 over 64. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 5th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.58. Estimated GFR is 34, and those levels do fluctuate up and down. Generally don't get below 30, though. Her calcium is 9.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 21, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin is 10.9 with normal white count and normal platelets, and that is a stable hemoglobin for her. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We have asked the patient to continue getting lab studies every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, chronic anemia, mild, and we are unable to treat that unless the hemoglobin is less than 10 and hematocrit less than 30. But we will continue to monitor that every 3 months with her renal chemistries. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.